Hi, boys and girls. Like you, Santa is listening to the Merry Little Podcast of MyMerryChristmas.com. Oh, 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 oh,
oh. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock.
Greetings and welcome to this, the 39th episode of the Merry Little Podcast. My name is Jeff Westover and I am the biggest Christmas dirtbag in history and also the proprietor of MyMerryChristmas.com, a little merry corner of the internet where we have been celebrating Christmas for 27 years. Why am I a dirtbag? Well, because the internet loves to just speak their mind, and this year it seems they are letting me have it for what we have been saying about Christmas music this year at My Merry Christmas. Our last episode of the Merry Little Podcast featured new Christmas music from emerging artists, and for several weeks now at My Merry Christmas, we have showcased what we call the best of new Christmas music 2018. Those choices have ranged from the known, such as Trace Adkins and John Legend, to the lesser known or even unknowns in Rhea Stevens and Mason Ramsey. In all, it's been, as it has always been, a fun ride and a great way to spend the days leading up to Christmas, one that will continue right up until the big day. Now, I've told you before about some of the strange email we sometimes get in running a Christmas website. I don't pretend to understand all the controversies of Christmas enough to know why anyone would be compelled to send me some of the email that I get, but I do get it. And for some reason this year, for the first time, I've received email criticizing us for featuring some of the music that we have shared. We've also come under fire for supporting some of the traditional music of Christmas. You can surmise what some of this is all about. Everyone has been exposed to the sudden offenses of older and surprisingly secular Christmas music and the classics of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer and Baby It's Cold Outside. It has been showcased in the news, and there are, in fact, real radio and television stations banning music in support of the Me Too movement. I really don't want to join the discussion on the whole Me Too thing, and neither do I care to drag Christmas into it in any way, but I will defend myself and the work of MyMerryChristmas.com. For some reason, there are those out there who think that we are somehow behind or responsible in some way for promoting these songs, both old and new, and by artists known and unknown. Well, I have a lot to say about that. First, I say this.
What's it to ya? What's it to ya? What's it to ya? What's it to ya? What difference does it make? What's it to ya? What's it to ya? What's it to ya? What's it to ya? What difference does it make? Why don't you go about your own business? What's it to ya? What's it to ya?
Sorry, but anybody complaining about 70-year-old Christmas songs now has got a problem that's way beyond explanation. Just because we enjoyed Rudolph or Baby It's Cold Outside from various artists on our radio streams, podcast, and web reviews doesn't mean that we are responsible for any of it. We're just reporting the Christmas news, which is what we do. What really gets me is the fact that when you separate those making political statements or even political correctness statements about Christmas from just criticizing those of us who showcase Christmas music, well, what you get is a whole lot of stupid. Everyone, it seems, thinks they know what Christmas music is best and what Christmas music sucks. To some degree, I get that. Christmas music is emotional. It has been since the shepherds heard the angels sing at Christ's birth. Popular artists have their fan bases, and they're going to scream. For example, I've heard from a lot of people this year for not showcasing Eric Clapton's new Christmas album. Well, there's a reason why we have not featured it. Some are critical of the absence of review for new Christmas music from Lindsey Stirling, or Lauren Daigle, or the music of other famous artists. when we don't talk about them, there's a reason for us. When we don't showcase them, there's a reason for it. Our goal in sharing new music is primarily an effort to showcase what we think is the best. You don't have to agree with us. Just because we do Christmas year-round, run two Christmas radio stations, have thousands of fans on our sites and forums and social media channels, doesn't mean our opinion of what is great Christmas music and what is not is any more valid than anyone else's. So we really don't care if you agree. We're just trying to share. If you don't like it, well, okay. So what? Go start your own Christmas website or publication or whatever. After all, we've got no skin in the game here. We're making no money on this. Listen to our podcast and you won't hear a sponsor's name. Visit to our websites and you won't find things for sale. We might be about a lot of stuff, but the last thing we want to associate with Christmas is the almighty dollar. In fact, we're quite against this. Likewise, nobody pays us to review what we review. And all of that should mean something to you. If you don't agree or care for our reviews, that's fine. But at least you have to admit they're honest. We're not getting anything for what we do, and we enjoy that. We can sleep at night. Our visions of sugar plums are quite secure, thank you. We review what we find and what people find for us. Plus, we've been doing it for nearly 3 decades, and successfully so. So we think there is at least a little weight behind the opinions of the music that we share. The thing I don't think people realize is that we listen to a lot of Christmas music that we never end up reviewing or sharing. Now, people should not think we're rude for that. They should think we're merciful. We're being kind, both to listeners and to Christmas music creators. I get a lot of email from emerging artists who cry, "You shared so-and-so's video, why not mine?" Publicists, I would tell you in particular, are a whiny lot. The truth is that we don't have time for all the music they send to us. Honestly, between the sheer volume of it and the fact that they wait until after Thanksgiving to contact us is really the reason most folks don't get their music reviewed and showcased. We don't have time to do it in December. We're kind of busy. Often, we do find great stuff later that we don't have time to get to during the season, and that's just one little reason why we're year-round, folks. Most Christmas podcasts and websites out there only do their thing seasonally for about 90 days tops. Not us. We're year-round and we'll remain that way for a reason. Christmas is just too big to leave alone for 9 months out of the year. There are 6 of us reviewing music, and we rarely agree, unless the stuff really, really sucks. And frankly, there are people out there who should never attempt Christmas music. It is that transparent. Someone who doesn't believe in what they are singing shines through when it comes to Christmas music. That's the difference between Frank and Bing in the days of old. Sinatra hated Christmas music. Crosby loved it. You can hear that, especially when they did the same traditional songs. Now, that's taking nothing away from the great Frank Sinatra. The same can be said of Barbara Streisand. A lot, and I mean a lot of people, love her classic Christmas album. I cannot stomach it. Not that she isn't a great singer. She's done some awesome stuff. I just don't happen to believe Christmas was her best stuff. Others disagree. Neil Diamond, love him. But I hate, hate, hate his Christmas music. You disagree? Well, how could you? When the great Neil Diamond gives us Christmas poop like this, this is a Christmas salute to Neil Diamond by Neil Diamond. And it's awful.
I hear music in the sound of children laughing. It's a beautiful noise that lifts your mama's song. Makes you want to sing a very merry, holly, holy, cherry, cherry Christmas song.
Christmas music isn't always about the artists that we showcase. We also get ripped about certain songs that we talk about. For example, for whatever reason, another website picked up a review I once did of O Holy Night, wherein I called the song the national anthem of Christmas music, which is to say that it is a very, very difficult song to sing and that some people shouldn't touch it. people like Celine Dion, who could literally break windows with the way that she screeches "O Holy Night." Others disagree, of course. But you want to know who's worse at "O Holy Night"? Christina Aguilera. Now, I know she has fans, but good grief. I've never heard such a selfish, self-absorbed, self-centered singer in my life. Let's dissect it, shall we? What the hell, I ask you, is she doing here? Has anyone seen her cat? What is she doing to him here?
Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of a dear Savior's birth.
Can anyone give this girl some oxygen?
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Are you buying this? I mean, really. People get offended by "Baby, It's Cold Outside," but they put up with this sacrilege? You can't make crap like this up. This isn't fun. It isn't funny. How can you explain this? Gospel big band? Is she serious? It's no wonder so many artists come out with their own covers of Christmas music when you have the well-knowns out there butchering the classics like this. The competition just isn't that fierce. This guy, for example, is way better with "O Holy Night," and I dare you to listen to the whole thing.
"O night divine, fire deep, for here the angels voice says,
Christmas music that sucks is definitely a thing. Seriously, it's a tradition of Christmas in many quarters to get some jollies for how horrible some Christmas music is. And that's because people stray. They stray from what Christmas is really all about in their artistry. Take, for example, this song.
Snow. I can make a little fire, we can break it down like Eskimos. Simply stated, there's no place I'd rather be. It's Christmas time for you and me, girl. Spread love, peace, and joy throughout the world. While every little boy's trying to find something for his favorite girl. Yes, baby, your Santa Claus is on his way. He'll be keeping you satisfied Christmas Day. What can I do to make your dreams come true for Christmas? What can I bring to make your heart sing tonight so you will be mine? finally here.
I'll be yours any time of the year.
And I would do anything.
All I want is the joy you bring.
I'll give you my heart wrapped up in a bow. La 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 la, all the way we go, girl. It's Christmas when I'm loving you.
Dreams come true for Christmas.
Be mine for Christmas.
Ooh.
What can I bring you, girl?
Oh.
I wanna make your dreams come true so you'll be mine.
I wanna be yours.
Will you be mine, baby?
Yes, be mine.
Have a Merry Christmas, girl. You.
You.
You think you're bad, don't you? I know you do.
You said anything?
Girl, I'd give you anything. Be mine.
We can go on endlessly about the awful, no good, really bad music of Christmas all day long, but I've already wasted about 10 minutes of your time, and I haven't even mentioned the Christmas shoes yet once. If you are an artist with music to share, please share it with us, and maybe, just maybe, we'll share it with our audience here. For all of us at My Merry Christmas, this is Jeff Westover wishing you and yours a very Merry Christmas.